Nothing says independence quite like having the freedom to watch fireworks. Every year, it's so exciting to watch the gold and purple and blue colors light up the night sky on Independence Day. But because the majority of Arkansas is under a burn ban, most people won't be allowed to shoot off their own fireworks this 4th of July. However, you will be able to watch some of the fireworks displays organized by groups throughout the listening area. There's something very American about eating hot dogs and watching baseball on the 4th of July, and although the Northwest Arkansas Naturals will be out of town Wednesday, there is some consolation knowing you can celebrate Independence Day at the ballpark. The annual 4th at the Field event will begin when gates open at 5 o'clock. The event will include live music by the West Hart Band, inflatables for kids, and on-field activities. Fireworks are scheduled for 8:45, and tickets are general admission, and they cost $8 for adults and $6 for kids. Just a few minutes south of the ballpark, things will be going boom at the Northwest Arkansas Mall, thanks to a fireworks display and live music by Boom Kinetic. The Singing Men of Arkansas will also perform, but should you want to start celebrating earlier in the day, the mall will have indoor activities such as a sidewalk sale, a fashion show, and an ice cream eating contest. Over in Eureka Springs, there will be more singing when the Ozarks Chorale, in conjunction with the CICA's July 4th music extravaganza at the auditorium, will perform Vivaldi's Gloria with the CICA Symphony Orchestra. Paul Gandy, president of the Ozarks Chorale, says there are a number of reasons to come to the concert.
Number one, it's cool. The chorale has the opportunity this year to sing with Thomas Chin's group. He has brought in people that are very good at what they do in various and sundry instruments that they specialize in. And some of those these people are internationally renowned. So the chorale has, I think, a wonderful opportunity to blend and sing with such a group. I think it's also very appropriate and be very, very unique for the public to get an opportunity to hear this at prices that would be much, much higher in a different locale, in a different venue.
The performance begins at 7:30 p.m. at the Eureka Springs Auditorium, and tickets start at $15. If you still prefer to listen to your music outdoors, head to Orchards Park in Bentonville, where there will be live music from Total Defrag and the Arkansas Winds Community Concert Band. In the River Valley, Fort Smith will host the Mayor's 4th of July celebration at Harry E. Kelly Park. Festivities begin at noon, and highlights include an open car show hosted by the Arkansas Valley Mustang Club, and live music from Blue Fiddle, the River Valley Community Band, and Mr. Cabbagehead and the Screaming Radishes. In Boone County, a 4th of July celebration has been organized on the historic downtown square. Activities begin at 2 in the afternoon and include presentations by the Daughters of the American Revolution, tricycle races, turtle races, and a street dance. Around 9 o'clock, look to the sky over Lake Harrison for a fireworks display. Typically, you can also enjoy the sight of fireworks in the night sky reflecting over the water at the annual Holiday Island old-fashioned 4th of July celebration. However, on Friday, event organizers officially canceled the event due to extreme heat and statewide drought. Pam Henson, Holiday Island Chamber Event Coordinator, says people should keep safety in mind when celebrating the 4th of July this year.
The most important thing is that everybody is very cautious about the safety this year. Because you can be out just having a good time and somebody drop a sparkler, a cigarette, a spark from a barbecue. We are so dry that I just want everybody to be safe.
Before heading out to the celebration of your choice this year, check with the event organizers to make sure the festivities have not been canceled. Whether or not you spend the holiday watching fireworks, eating apple pie, or watching baseball, please have a safe and happy 4th of July, because after all, you have the freedom to do so. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.